time with mom, story time with dad. This is my favorite story time. Under the bed in my secret fort, and I'm gonna read.
Everyone ready?
Teddy's worst day of school. Valentine's Day. So, I have so much anxiety today because today is that love day. That day where everyone is kissing their other friends, like moms and dads who kiss, boys and girls who are older who kiss, and I have to go to school and everyone's gonna get a Valentine's card, but I know that I won't get one because, you know, everyone is like so, like, hey, you're my secret pal. Oh, hey, you're Valentine's Day. So I just, you know, I accidentally forgot to bring my Valentine's Day cards that I wrote. And so I just know I'm not going to get any Valentine's Day cards because I forgot to send mine out. And, oh, this is going to be the worst day of school while everyone's getting a Valentine's Day card and sweets and chocolates and presents in my class. Oh, gosh, why do I have to go to day school? Maybe it could be, I'll pretend like I'm the sixth. Oh, Mom, yes, dear, what is it? Oh, Mom, I'm coming down with a fever. Oh, let me check, Teddy. Oh, let me see. Well, you don't feel hot. You're not hot. Well, the bus is here. Hurry up, Teddy, you gotta go. The bus is coming. Come on, here's your lunch. Go. Oh, gosh, my mom is so smart. She knew I wasn't sick, and she put me on that bus, and here I am on the bus with all the kids. Look at them with their Valentine's cards already in their hands and chocolate boxes. Oh, my God. Look at Hilda and Sally. And, oh, my gosh, look at Ryder and Skylar. They all got Valentine's cards in their hands, and they got chocolates and presents. And here I am with nothing in my hand. Oh, gosh, this is the worst day of my life. Valentine's Day is for those Cupid lovers, not for young kids like me. Oh, I'm going to have no cards, and everyone's going to make fun of me. Oh, the bus is letting me off. Here I am walking through the hall. All the kids are racing to class. Oh, the bell just rang. I'm going to be late to Mrs. Prune's class. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Prune. That's her name. Mrs. Prune. Yeah, and we call her Prunilia because she smells like prunes. Oh, gosh. But Mrs. Prune's going to probably get so many Valentine's Day cards, and I forgot to write her one. I hope it doesn't affect my grades because my mom and dad will be really mad if I don't keep up my straight A's. Oh, we're in class. Everyone's sitting down. Look. Cheerleader, she has like 100 Valentine's Day cards on her desk. Oh my gosh. Oh, and there's Skylar, the football jock. He's got like 2,000 Valentine's Day cards. He's got like a million followers on social media, Instagram, and his podcast. There's like 10 million people listening to it in the whole wide world. Oh god. Miss Prune is doing roll call. Sally? Here. Skylar?
Here.
Teddy? Teddy, can you speak up a little louder? Here. Okay, everyone's in class, and it's time for our Valentine's Day reading. Okay, Sally, can you come up and read your Valentine's Day card?
Hi, my name is Sally, as you guys all know. I'm the head cheerleader. Go! It's love day. It's love day. Spread the love because everyone deserves a fun day, a love day. And you are loved.
That's great, Sally. That's great. You brought so much pep to our class today.
Okay, who else wants to go up? Anyone? Anyone? Skylar? Teddy, why don't you come up and read your card? Teddy has no cards. Teddy has no cards. He didn't give us any, and he doesn't have any either.
Teddy, can you come up to the class and read a card or read a poem?
oh God, sweat, 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 anxiety, anxiety. Everyone's looking at me. I'm on stage. Everyone's looking at me and I have no Valentine's Day cards because I forgot my cards. I forgot them. I forgot to send them. I forgot to send them, but I was doing my homework and I had to make straight A's, but I just forgot to send every my cards. I forgot that I need to be social, not just studying books all the time. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a day where people exchange their expressions to say how they feel about one another, like saying, Mom, I love you, Mom, for all the things you do, getting me to school on time, getting me my cool new sneakers, getting me my new cell phone, helping me learn how to do my podcast, and helping me get paper so I can scribble and write books, and sending off my book to the publisher, like Jack the Baron Golden here. And Dad, you're really cool. You show me how to build a fort and build Lego blocks, and you show me how to do apps and learn how to do development, and you always read me bedtime stories. And for the kids in my class, y'all are really cool. I think you're so cool, Sally. You cheer and spread cheer, and you're so good at those cheers and twirls and jumps. And Skylar, you know how to catch a football. So I just want to say, happy Valentine's Day. I hope everyone's cool. Oh, that was really good, Teddy. Well, I just wanted to let you know we have a special guest today. And the door opened, and you know who came in? My mom. My mom had my Valentine's Day cards, and she... I can't believe it. Teddy, you forgot your Valentine's Day cards, and you know what? I made cupcakes for the whole class. Hi, Mrs. Pym. Hi, Mrs. Sanders. Look, class, look what Teddy's mom brought. We have cupcakes for everyone, and here's Teddy cards for everyone. Oh, I was so relieved. No one's going to make fun of me anymore. Gee, Teddy, I didn't think that you remembered me, but here's your card. Oh, gee, Sally, that's so good.
Here, Teddy, here's my card. It has a football on it and, like, five stars. And, okay, my picture on it.
Gee, Skylar, thanks a lot. And that was a celebration for the class, and everyone loved Teddy, and Teddy loved everyone, and it ended up being not the worst day of all, but the happiest, funnest Valentine's Day in class ever. Check out more Sir Herbert Sneaky's podcast from Lady Twistleton for enchanting book reading. The end.